This is 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Floridians are going to experience the impacts from this storm for a very long time.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell on Tuesday warned those in the path of Hurricane Ian to heed the warnings of local officials and evacuate. The storm is expected to slow down when it hits the west coast of Florida Wednesday morning, bringing extended periods of damaging winds and rain.
We're talking about impacts in a part of Florida that hasn't seen a major direct impact in nearly 100 years.
Criswell said FEMA has prepared resources and personnel for rescue and recovery efforts. An estimated 2.5 million people are under evacuation orders. The Senate began work on a short-term spending bill to avert a government shutdown. Democrats removed a provision from West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin aimed at streamlining construction of energy projects after Republicans criticized its inclusion. The spending package includes more than $12 billion for emergency aid to Ukraine. Congress faces a September 30th funding deadline.
Both sides want to continue time-sensitive support for Ukraine, but unfortunately, our Democratic colleagues decided to put in extraneous partisan language.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he would back a bipartisan electoral count reform bill. The support of Republicans like McConnell improves the prospects for the legislation, which aims to prevent overturning the results of a presidential election in Congress. The measure is a direct response to efforts to stop the certification of the 2020 election. Meanwhile, the House committee investigating the January 6 attack on the Capitol announced it will postpone a hearing scheduled for Wednesday due to Hurricane Ian's expected impact on Florida. President Joe Biden said Americans will soon pay less in monthly premiums for the Medicare Part B and no more than $35 for a one-month supply of insulin.
Many of us have been trying to fix this problem, but for years, Big Pharma has stood in the way. Not this year. This year, the American people won and Big Pharma lost.
Biden said lower costs are the result of the Inflation Reduction Act, which Congress passed last month. The rare 3% decrease in monthly premiums will kick in next year, bringing the average to about $165 per month. Students held walkouts across Virginia in protest of Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's proposed changes to policies regarding transgender students. Youngkin has proposed the state no longer allow students to use facilities marked for their identified gender. Students would also be required to file legal documents in order to be called by their desired pronoun. Finally, a libertarian group has filed the first legal challenge to President Biden's plan to cancel student debt, claiming it would raise state taxes for those who have their debt forgiven. For Public News Service, I'm Catherine Carley. Find our 8 trust indicators on transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.